I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, March 15th. Members of the Massachusetts congressional delegation voiced their opinions on the Russian invasion of Ukraine during a press conference on Monday morning. Senator Elizabeth Warren and Congressman Stephen Lynch both expressed support for the Biden administration's handling of the crisis, but Lynch expressed that he fears that the situation may escalate to a point where outside military intervention is needed. Lynch said things are growing worse by the hour in Ukraine, and there is an ultimate point at which he thinks either under the UN banner or the NATO banner, the free world will be forced to respond. The Biden administration has said many times that they do not want the United States military to be involved in direct conflict with Russia. The United Nations reports that 636 civilians have been killed in Ukraine and that 1,125 have been injured since the start of Russia's February incursion, though the actual figures may be much higher. Warren focused on touting the historic nature of the economic measures that have been taken against Russia. She also expressed concern that the Kremlin and oligarchs could use cryptocurrency to sidestep the sanctions that have been put in place. She said that actions need to be taken to address that issue, but didn't provide details as to how that could be done. City and state leaders in Boston say they're ready to welcome Ukrainian refugees into the community. Yesterday, they were in Back Bay to unveil a sign to welcome the families. More than 500 Ukrainian flags were placed in the ground of Statler Park. The display is not just a show of support, it's an immense art experiment meant to show the immense bravery and relentless spirit of the Ukrainian people. Today, the flag display will be paired with an all-day screening of a movie about the father of Ukrainian culture, the artist named Taras Shevchenko. You can watch that movie at Castle Park Plaza, and all the ticket sales will help Ukrainian refugees. The immersive art exhibit is also on display in West Coast cities and in Canada. A heavily polluted stretch of the Neponset River was named a U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Superfund site yesterday, opening the door for what could be an expensive and years-long cleanup. Analysis by both the U.S. Geological Survey and the State Department of Environmental Affairs have found that sediment from the 3.7-mile stretch of the lower Neponset that forms the border between Boston and Milton is contaminated with PCBs from manufacturing facilities dating to the Industrial Revolution that once lined the waterway. PCBs, or polychlorinated biphenyls, had multiple industrial and commercial applications and have been tied to multiple health problems in humans, including cancer. Their use has been banned since 1979. Local environmental advocates, as well as state leaders, have for years been trying to get the river designated for cleanup to protect both neighbors and wildlife. The EPA's Superfund National Priority List includes the nation's most serious uncontrolled or abandoned releases of contamination and serves as the basis for prioritizing cleanup funding and enforcement actions. Well, the Adams National Historical Park in Quincy and the Quincy Art Association are mourning the sudden death of Kelly Cobble. Cobble died unexpectedly last Friday night after a brief illness. Cobble was a curator at the Adams Park and also active with the Quincy Art Association as the current treasurer and past president. The Park Service says Cobble was an exemplary cultural resource steward who served as program manager and assisted other national parks in collection management. Cobble died at Carty Hospital after suffering a heart attack. She was 59. Cobble is survived by her husband, son, and daughter. The Hamel Leiden Chapel in Wollaston is handling the arrangements, which have not yet been announced. A man convicted of drug charges in federal court in Boston has been ordered by a judge to forfeit about $2 million worth of Bitcoin, the first judicial forfeiture of cryptocurrency in the Federal District of Massachusetts. 25-year-old Binthan Lee of Brockton, described by prosecutors as the leader and organizer of a sophisticated drug trafficking operation that did its business on the dark web, was also sentenced last week to 8 years in prison. Lee was indicted in June of 2019. According to court records, he received large quantities of drugs in the mail from international sources, including ecstasy, ketamine, and Xanax. The drugs were sold on the dark web and shipped to customers throughout the U.S. Lee was arrested in March of 2019 when he met with undercover agents at a Norwood hotel to exchange $200,000 worth of Bitcoin for cash. More than 42 pounds of ecstasy, almost 15.5 pounds of ketamine, nearly 2 pounds of cocaine, and more than 10,000 counterfeit Xanax pills were seized during that investigation. He pleaded guilty in September. Now, starting this week, Massachusetts will use new criteria in how it reports COVID-19 deaths, resulting in a change in how many people have officially died from COVID-19 since the onset of the pandemic. The state's earlier methodology resulted in a significant overcount of deaths, according to officials, and they will adopt a new system recommended by the Council of State and Territorial Epidemiologists in collaboration with the CDC. As of yesterday, the state will remove 4,081 deaths previously counted as COVID-19-associated deaths from the state's total, which as of last Wednesday stood at 22,944. Health officials said it will add about 400 deaths that had not previously been counted. The DPH said the state's overall COVID-19 death count will decline by 3,700, or about 15%. A Massachusetts hospital is collecting baby teeth. And if you're still hanging on to those chompers, you can pass them on for a good cause. By studying the teeth, researchers at Mass General may be able to determine if different environmental and social factors, like poverty, natural disaster, and other stressful events, cause teeth to change. According to Aaron Dunn, the head of the Dunn Lab at Mass General, in a promotional video on the initiative's website, research already exists looking at high fevers, medication use, and pesticide exposure and their links to changes in color, shape, or size of teeth. The lab is collecting the baby teeth of children who were born on or between April 1, 2012 and November 4, 2013 for the study known as the Stories Teeth Record of Newborn Growth Study. Participants in the study will get a copy of the Science Tooth Fairy, a book written by Kenzie Zonka, and members of the Dunn Lab to help parents talk with their children about donating their teeth to science. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow is up just a point. The NASDAQ dropped 262. The S&P lost 31. Stocks also tumbled in China, as the number of COVID cases is rising, threatening to disrupt manufacturing and trade. The dollar and the euro are both higher. Oil is down now to about $98 a barrel. And sports, Bruins are in Chicago to take on the Blackhawks tonight at 8:30. The National Weather Service forecast. Today will turn out mostly cloudy, mild, high 58, some showers possible tonight, low 39. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high 59. Scattered showers on Thursday, a high of 55, and then partly cloudy Friday, but Friday's high near 70 degrees. For the boater, waves about 2 feet. Wind southwest, 5 to 10, gusting to 20, become easterly later today. High tide at 10:15 this morning. Sunrise at 6:55, set at 6:50. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, March 15th.